This sequence shows how the proton velocity distribution, or PVD, looks in a turbulent medium. In the box on the left, the density fluctuations are represented at the end of the simulation when the maximum level of turbulence has been reached. Many islands and swirls can be recognised in this surface plot. I guess it's not a surface plot anymore, is it? The volume rendering?
Oh yeah.
We need to change that. This sequence shows what the proton velocity distribution, or PVD, looks like in a turbulent medium. The box on the left represents the density fluctuations at the end of the simulation at which the maximum level of turbulence has been reached. Many islands and swirls can be recognised in the volume plot. A cursor moves within the three-dimensional turbulent pattern. For each spatial position explored by the cursor, the corresponding three-dimensional PVD is displayed in the box on the right. It is clearly visible that the shape of the PVD appears distorted with respect to the typical Maxwellian shape of thermodynamic equilibrium, aka a sphere in three-dimensional velocity space. Moreover, the shape of the PVD changes according to the spatial position of the cursor. This evidence supports the idea that kinetic effects, which are responsible for driving the system far from thermodynamic equilibrium, are not homogeneously distributed in space, but act differently, depending on local spatial features of the turbulent path.